Right now, though, we begin our program with a look at how firefighters across the state are getting some help this summer from a rather unlikely source. A perfect example is up in Mariposa County, where the Detweiler fire is about 90% contained at 81,000 acres. But during the early days of the fire, the blaze spread quicker than crews could suppress it, threatening the historic town of Mariposa. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, part of the effort to save the town and homes across the area got a big lift from an eye up in space.
While crews fought to keep the Detweiler fire from reaching the historic Gold Rush town of Mariposa, a separate fire crew was watching the blaze from an entirely different angle.
We can see the darker reds here. This is the fire temperature hotspot. We can see this is pretty much the current location of the Detweiler fire.
That's Chris Matarocchia, Science and Operations Officer at the National Weather Service Hanford. During the Detweiler fire, Matarocchia says his team was able to detect exactly how the fire was moving in almost real time using images from a brand new satellite. There was a moment when one of his members saw a massive flare-up of heat on the screens and contacted crews on the fire.
He said, "Hey, look, I see that it looks like this fire is getting hotter. Do you see the same thing on the ground?" And basically, the meteorologist on the ground said that the fire did jump the line briefly.
This technology is called the Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite R-Series, or GOES-R. The newest satellite, GOES-16, was launched into space last November in a partnership between NASA and NOAA. The idea is to improve weather forecasts, severe storm watches, and wildfire detection. The satellite captures information from space, relays it to Earth, and can be retrieved in as little as 30-second intervals. GOES-16 is currently under a year of testing, but forecasters like Matarocchia and Hanford are already using it to relay anything suspect to fire officials by looking at heat maps of California created by filtering data. His team was even able to alert Cal Fire a few weeks ago about a brush fire in Kern County.
Someone noticed a hotspot at night and sent it out on a tweet. Afterwards, I actually were in communication with Cal Fire and I said, "Hey, you know, we didn't know anything about that." So that raised our situational awareness and our attention.
Thomas White is the incident meteorologist working at the command center on the Detweiler fire. He says the information received by GOES is crucial for informing fire officials about fire behavior because previous data would come in about every 15 minutes. Now the new data is delivered every 5 minutes, and it can be requested every minute in 18-hour intervals.
When something happens, like a blow-up on the fire, the forecasters in Hanford were able to see that immediately. They texted me to find out what was going on, and then I was able to tell them. So just getting those rapid updates like that really help out a lot with being able to not only detect fires, but to monitor what's going on.
White uses at least 4 feeds from multiple satellites, but says the GOES feed is the most consistent, giving info from about a mile from the Earth.
I'm sitting right next to the fire behavior analysts who are listening to the radio, and they hear some traffic about something that's happening, and they'll ask me, "Do you see it on satellite?" And if we're getting the one-minute resolution, then yes, I can usually see it.
Meteorologists aren't the only ones using this technology. Cal Fire spokesman Tim Chavez is working the Detweiler fire. He says every morning, fire officials look at the data coming in to see how the fire has grown.
In the early stages of a fire, it's literally like the fog of war. I mean, it's so confusing to where the fire is located. The GOES satellite helped us to estimate where the fire was at the end of the evening, and that helps us to predict where it's going to go the next day.
Chavez says the data doesn't replace the brute force needed on the ground to put out a blaze. Buddy says its use on the Detweiler fire shows how useful it is when figuring out where to send crews.
I've been doing this type of work for 10 or 15 years, and to have something that's looking down on us 24 hours a day that we can use to locate where the fire is at is like a dream come true.
The fire is at 75% containment.
Back at the National Weather Service's Hanford office, Chris Matarocchia is monitoring the screens for any activity. As he zooms in on the Detweiler fire, the heat from the blaze is obvious. It's glowing bright red. In the coming months, he says his office is about to integrate a first responder alert system with the data.
We see a hot spot. You know, we click on that particular area. It'll automatically put the lat lon of that hot spot into a text message. and automatically send it based upon that location to the right party.
Matt Arocia says he expects the data coming in to get even better when a second GOES satellite is launched next year, focused on the western United States. The one currently in the sky will be refocused onto the eastern half of the country. The new satellite may be able to see within a kilometer from the Earth's surface, which Matt Arocia says will change the firefighting game yet again. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.